open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. You fill my soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find me there and make it back home.
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
Can't wake up.
Well, good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, August 3rd, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. This wild and dystopic ride that just gets weirder, stranger all the time. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. I say that because more often than not, I feel like people think that I am the road warrior. That's not the concept here. The operative concept is that we're all road warriors. I think we all feel the weariness of the journey, so to speak. Kind of the endless onslaught. If you listen to this network and this broadcast, you know what I'm talking about. How did Tom Cruise's character put it in Jerry Maguire? Something about pride swallowing siege. It's an up at dawn pride swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about is what he said to Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character. And it's kind of that experience, but it's one that we try to tell you about on this network, obviously, or we of detail, and hopefully we're raising awareness in an effort to make a difference, to make an impact. And it's difficult because there is this what I would call steely monolith, essentially, that consolidates. It seems to kind of subsume and consolidate all things and all people to itself, which is very challenging, obviously. It seems like every day is, among other things, waking up and seeing that others have been, it's an invasion of the body snatchers kind of thing. So that's a particularly challenging experience, but one that we, I think, try to chronologue here. So anyway, we're all road warriors, those who'd esteem ourselves to be. And if you don't feel compelled to do that, that's fine. But I think most people that listen to this network feel like we're having a similar experience. We're watching as our fellow men and women are normalizing the abnormal and bizarre and abnormalizing the normal, which is something that I've been talking about, particularly in the last few days, really not focusing so much on current events and breaking news, so to speak, as much as what's happening and why and what can be done about it. What can we do? I think we really need to maybe pay closer attention, be a little more vigilant and so forth. Anyway, we're all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. So that's the operative concept. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. So maybe a couple of quick announcements, some ideas, whatever, to kick things off. Though the resistance, the concept of resistance is a concept that has been fully worked over by the Rand Corporation, so to speak. Though resistance is, in a sense, futile, in another way of speaking, and all such efforts are COINTELPRO'd, infiltrated, co-opted, conscripted, and assimilated to the Borg. Nonetheless, this network stands as a beacon of hope in these ever-darkening times, led by what I would call an Americana paragon. This network boldly challenges tyranny in all forms and the endless attempts to subjugate Americans and mankind in general, for that matter. But this network brings you many voices whom you may otherwise never hear of or from. We lost one of those voices this week, Jim Mars, a one-of-a-kind champion of freedom and researcher par excellence. I didn't agree with everything that he, all of the information that he publicized, but I would call him a champion of freedom nonetheless. And he passed away this week, apparently of a heart attack yesterday. And so it's unfortunate. You know, I've been talking a lot about John Taylor Gatto this week. And when you think about these names, these kinds of people, we've lost a number of folks just in recent years that are really irreplaceable. So we have masses of people who are essentially automatons, unfortunately. And I hope that changes. I hope that we can reinstitute some critical thinking and kind of reverse the deleterious effects of groupthink and Rand Corp think tanky nonsense that's been implemented. All of these studies and things that create all of these little petri dishes in our society. Anyway, folks like Jim Mars are irreplaceable, obviously. So he will be missed. And it was unfortunate to hear of his passing, but I hope that means that the good news is that he's not suffering, because it's my understanding that he was having some health issues. So, and speaking of death, it's interesting. My belief is just in simple terms, it's fascinating to me to watch as the Christian ethic, the true Orthodox Christian ethic, so to speak, of the Bible. How many people just actually read a Bible? There are copies and translations everywhere in this society, and yet I have mentioned many times that I feel like a famine is coming. Amos 8:11-12, kind of famine. We've benefited how did Jesus put it in the Beatitudes? He causes the rain to fall on everyone. The rich and the poor, the righteous and the unrighteous. I forget exactly how he put it, but we've all benefited. And Matthew chapter 5, This is kind of the operative concept. Verse 43, you've heard it said, you've heard it that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun, S-U-N, to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brother, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. It's kind of the operative concept. So, God causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. So, that's kind of, it's interesting to see that the Christian ethic, Orthodox Christian ethic, and what is that, is really waning, and we're trying to kind of suck the marrow out of this concept and set that aside, which is God, essentially, the life within these precepts, so to speak. And set that aside, the satanic death cult, as some people would call it, that kind of runs the world. That's a crude turn of phrase, I realize, but you can kind of see it and feel it in all of these crusades and social justice warrior campaigns and stuff, which is kind of what I mean when I say the resistance is, in a sense, futile, and all such efforts suffer the same fate, which is that they get COINTELPRO'd in a sense, and the essence of it is sucked out, and then kind of like Smith in the Matrix, you know, this blackness is pumped into it, and this is kind of what we see subsuming culture around the world, it seems. But still, we press on, right? And so, like I said, this network is hopefully a voice in the wilderness that clings to the vestiges of hope in that kind of sense. I think without the Christian ethic and what underlies it, we're lost. And I've mentioned that many, many times. Romans chapter 1 in particular, I think, kind of speaks to that, and maybe where we're headed, speaking of that famine in Amos 8, 11, and 12, but not to get too far off on that. So, again, sad to hear about the passing of Jim Mars, and again, he will be missed, and we need more voices that are willing to be bold and stand up for hopefully truth and nonconformity in a sense, kind of anti 6 points that John Taylor Gatto was talking about, and we'll touch on that again during this broadcast. So, speaking of this network, you've heard Mike Rivero's brilliant call to action in this regard. So please support this network, support RBN, because again, RBN does things, brings you things that you really don't hear many, if in some cases, any other places. And that's important. There's a lot of important information that has been broadcast through RBN. And so please, you've heard Mike Rivero's brilliant call to action. Support the network. It does help. And another quick note. I was just thinking, after yesterday's broadcast, every once in a while, as was the case yesterday, I would say, sometimes we can get pigeonholed or target fixated, as it has been called, which is a dangerous concept. to that regard, I once again I offer Jefferson's brilliant remarks from the preamble of his bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. And what I mean before I do that is, I think far too often it's too easy to kind of get sucked into a "it's these people" or "it's those people" kind of mindset. And that, again, is that target fixation that causes problems. It leaves one vulnerable or susceptible. So if you're the bad guys, all you have to do is prop up a fake kind of counterfeit of whoever your perceived enemy is. That draws you into a trap, and so in a military sense, it's dangerous. It leaves you vulnerable. So kind of reflecting on that, and there are all kinds of preconceived or pre-crafted, cleverly crafted, all these groups, all of these crusades. I mean, I mentioned, for example, without getting too far off on a tangent, from Bernays' propaganda, the chapters, listen to the chapters from 1920. This is almost 100 years ago. This is 90 years ago, 89 years ago. Propaganda by Edward Bernays was published, and it was so influential. His concepts, his thinking, his approach to hardwiring Uncle Sigmund Freud's work in really reverse engineering the psyche of man, so to speak, and basically waging man's psyche against him, or using his psyche against him in a sense, by creating the century of the self, as Adam Curtis pointed out in his, I think it was 2004 or 2002, four-part BBC documentary. Part one was about Edward Bernays, but Century of the Self, this is the 20th century, it begins with Edward Bernays and the creation of the prosumer, essentially, the Tofferite term, prosumer. But the chapters in his book include business and the public, propaganda and political leadership, women's activities and propaganda. Why no chapter on men's activities and propaganda? Rhetorically, women's activities and propaganda. Propaganda for education, or so-called. Remember Bertrand Russell's words? Propaganda in social service. Art and science. The mechanics of propaganda. So, it's important to understand that these are aspects of life that have been targeted, and there are little niches and nuanced little corners of society for everyone. The Rand Corporation, Brookings, and all of these other CSIS, all of these think tanks have been funded by the major nonprofit foundations to study you, to understand how you think, well, better than you know yourself, and to give you these pre-crafted, pre-constructed little places to go and wear yourself out, but never really accomplish anything meaningful. And so in that regard, Jefferson's words are brilliant. From the preamble for his bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. Hopefully that makes sense. And I'll explain what I mean and give you those words right after this break. Stick around, good.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. So let me just try to bring this to a point. You know, when you think about what happens, things change. Bad guys have been around. It's interesting. Sean Hannity said something last night. It's fascinating. It was broadcast about are we gonna find out? He's talking about how we keep discovering more and more corruption in the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton crime network syndicate. And he said something to the effect of, are we going to discover a plan of kind of organized, orchestrated subjugation of the entire American public? And I'm reminded of John Adams' words from 1765. It was a dissertation on the canon and feudal law. And the way that he put it, there seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America. Backing up, I've mentioned this before, the way that he put it, just to kind of elaborate, in a word, let every sluice of knowledge be opened instead of flowing, which is similar to what Thomas Jefferson said. No surprise, I suppose, considering their sometimes tenuous relationship. The encroachments upon liberty in the reigns of the first James and the first Charles, by turning the general attention of learned men to government, are said to have produced the greatest number of consummate statesmen which has ever been seen in any age or nation. If that's true, maybe we're headed for a re-enlightenment, so to speak. Just kidding. The Brookes, Hamdens, Vanes, Seldens, Miltons, Needhams, Harringtons, Nevilles, Sidneys, Lockes are all said to have owed their eminence in political knowledge to the tyrannies of those reigns, that of the first James and the first Charles. The prospect now before us in America ought in the same manner, and I would say now, 200 plus years later, same thing. The prospect now before us in America ought in the same manner to engage the attention of every man of learning to matters of power and of right, that we may be neither led nor driven blindfolded to irretrievable destruction. Nothing less than this seems to have been mediated for us by somebody or other in Great Britain. There seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America. This, however, must be done by degrees. First step that is intended seems to be an entire subversion of the whole system of our fathers by the introduction of the canon and feudal law into America. Fast forward to today, we're talking about communitarianism. There's more, but I leave it to the listener to explore John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law from 1765. So you have those words, then you have Jefferson's words from the Bill for the More General Diffusion of Knowledge, and then coming forward to the turn of the 20th century, I mean, all of the quotes, again, D.L. Cuddy is one of the best curators of some of the most shocking and provocative quotes to this effect or this regard over the course of the 20th century and beyond. But Sean Hannity apparently is just coming to this knowledge now, kind of, I think, humorous in an anecdotal sense. Anyway, I'll finish the thought on Jefferson's words from the preamble of the Bill for the More General Diffusion of Knowledge.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/Field Day.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back. So let's bring this Jeffersonian point to a point. I don't know about you, but I notice what I think is an induced proclivity for gravitating in a certain direction. Again, target fixation. People find a certain enemy that they fixate on and say, it's those guys. And that's problematic for a variety of reasons. But from a military standpoint, it's pretty obvious that if you have a nation of people, for example, that think that a certain person is the bad guy, all you have to do is prop up an enemy, real or contrived, to draw those people into a contrived conflict. I mean, this is really the operative concept that we've seen ourselves fall prey to in the Middle East in particular, overseas. Think about what we've, how bizarre it is that we continue to, even now in the Trump administration, so how many administrations now is this? You know, we have Carter and Reagan and Bush and Clinton and Bush and Obama and Trump. I mean, how many years have we been doing this? We prop up this enemy back in the late 70s. CIA's Operation Cyclone creates the Afghan Mujahideen. We played the videos. Zbigniew Brzezinski goes and tells the Afghan freedom fighters, Al-Qaeda, Al-CIADA, because it was the CIA's Operation Cyclone, together with British MI6, Pakistani ISI, Qatar, Turkey, Saudi funding, etc., etc., etc. We're all co-conspirators and evil. We're all in it together, boys. You know, coming through the congressional hearings in the 80s, hearing folks like Oliver North say, yeah, I lied to, well, everybody, and I'd do it again. Seeing that the CIA was co-opting and conscripting greedy capitalists, crony capitalists, to its evil and nefarious agenda, which has never stopped, by the way. We just keep doing this. We're saying that this, since now we've created this imaginary boogeyman, the terrorist, now we can end the Cold War, at least for a time, in 1991. And we have this other thing that has been groomed, the Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda. And as Robin Cook pointed out in his July 8, 2005 article, the article I think that ultimately got him killed less than a month later, massive heart attack. This wasn't a suicide, right? He wasn't suicided, double tapped in the back of the head, or didn't hang himself after he beat himself up, gave himself head trauma and 9 broken ribs, right? But as Robin Cook pointed out, Al-CIADA means the database. And he said, as he said, it's literally the CIA database of the thousands of Mujahideen, the Afghan Mujahideen fighters that were recruited by the CIA. And then he had to take a dirt nap. That's a fact that we can't let get too far out into the mainstream consciousness, right? Very unfortunate. By the way, in the last break, you heard it again. You heard Mike Rivero's call to action. And I say, as he said, I humbly ask your support for the network. I humbly ask you to support the network, and thank you for your support. Truly, it's important. And, you know, people have normalized this concept of the free internet. We'll tip that sacred cow in a minute, in a segment of what I call sacred cow tipping, with the help of Adam Conover. You know, Adam ruins everything, Adam Conover. But I digress, because the web is not free. You know, people think, well, Facebook is free. It costs millions of dollars a day to run, but it's free. Sure it is. We'll tip that sacred cow in a minute. So, again, just to back up and kind of finish this thought, to conclude, we sometimes, I see folks get pigeonholed or target fixated on a particular thing, a particular enemy. That seems to be the concept. And we all want to do that. We all want to quantify it and put it in a neat little box so that we can, it's more easily identifiable. But unfortunately, it's not that simple. And like I said, RAND Corporation is masterful in particular at creating these ready-made scenarios and enemies. Remember, the RAND Corporation pioneered in the 70s game theory. In other words, how to steer you like a mouse in a maze to the cheese every time and have you believing that it was you all along that was driving the trip to the cheese. But you're just a mouse in a maze. RAND Corporation is masterful at that. So this is just one more example. These contrived enemies that we get target fixated on. So to that regard, hopefully that makes sense. And I hope I'm not belaboring it too much. But when you think about how the RAND Corporation has studied drawing people into those kinds of mental traps. It's like that picture, you know, if you have a complaint, press this button, and it's a mouse trap with a red button where the cheese would go. The RAND Corporation is masterful at drawing people into those kinds of traps, making them self-targeting. So bad guys, little tiny coterie of bad guys who will band together like that fascist bundle of sticks. There are only a few of them, but they're really strong because they don't break ranks. They hold tightly to ranks. And they use their nonprofit foundations to fund think tanky studies to get you to self-target. And they play whack-a-mole. Actually, now they're using algorithms and artificial intelligence is coming online to automate whack-a-mole. But they use these kinds of studies to make you self-target, essentially. And you pop your head up and say, it's those guys. And they whack-a-mole. In some cases, literally. Meanwhile, they hide their weak, feeble coward who hide. We essentially battle a headless enemy. We're given these propped up figureheads all over the place, whether in politics or academia or whatever. Again, as an effort to get you to self-target. It's George Soros. It's Sheldon Adelson. It's the billionaire. It's all these people. So you get drawn into these traps. Black versus white, rich versus poor, native born versus immigrant, old versus young man versus woman, black versus white versus yellow versus brown versus, it's ridiculous. They're all contrived. Republican versus Democrat versus no party versus anarchist versus they're all contrived and designed to do that, to draw you into the trap. So again, in that regard, revisiting Jefferson's words and his brilliance, it can't be overstated. The way that he put it was brilliant. He said, whereas it appeareth that however certain forms of government are better calculated than others to protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. Imagine protecting individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. You can see right now on the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page, for instance, there's the article about it was there, right? I think it might be on the website too, but I know I saw it on the Facebook page. The article from the Daily Sheeple, yeah, it's on the website. Published today. Criminalized freedom. Couple fined hundreds, face possible jail for feeding stray cats. And the article begins, "You are not free." In the one nation, imperiously touting freedom as a star-spangled guiding principle. Slogans, right? You are not free to enjoy a peaceful existence unmolested by armed revenue reapers of the state, capital S, collecting rainwater, selling lemonade, living off-grid, charitably tending to the homeless, and even feeding stray animals all require you to pay up, permit, or license up, or be remanded to a cage for an intellectually insulting period of time. Exactly. As Alan Watt has put it, it's interesting also kind of in conjunction with the requirement of paying up, permitting, or licensing up. As I would say, that always reminds me of two things. William Willoughby's Principles of Judicial Administration, which no one hears about or talks about, published back in 1919. I want to say he was one of the first promulgators of evil in the Institute for Government Research, the IGR, which became Brookings. He was the guy who went to Puerto Rico, which is why it's so near and dear to despots' hearts, because he kind of cut his teeth or formalized the system that was then adopted here in America in Puerto Rico, but published in, I think, 1919, The Principles of Judicial Administration is an 800-page rice cake that talks about just that, this system. So it reminds me of that, and also Bertrand Russell's words from The Impact of Science on Society, diet injections and injunctions will combine from an early age. And this requirement of paying up, permitting up, or licensing up is part of the injunctive behavior modification program, right? That's what it is. So I think it's humorous, as Alan Watt has said, not humorous, but in a sardonic sense, perhaps, that you can go from one minute being licensed, permitted, paid up. You can be cited for something nominal, like just petty sort of fee, $25 for a warning or a fix-it type of an issue, which is an oxymoron, I realize. It's free for a fee, which seems to be normalized these days in America, too. It's bizarre. But as Alan Watt has said, what is legal and permissible in one minute, you don't pay your fine or your fee. The next minute, suddenly your permission, your license is revoked. Suddenly, because you didn't pay your fee, it's impermissible. Your skills did not depreciate. Your abilities did not change. But suddenly it's impermissible because you didn't pay a fee. So Alan Watt does a brilliant job, I think, of pointing out the absurdity of something that's legal and then suddenly it's illegal. But if you pay a fee, oh, then it's legal again. It's just ridiculous when you really think about it. It's absurd. So Jefferson said that whereas it appeareth that however certain forms of government are better calculated than others to protect individuals and the free exercise of their natural rights. Is that what we're focused on in America today? Protecting individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights? No, we've been talking this week about how folks, bad guys in the shadows have been lurking and skulking to try to steal your protection and your ability to exercise your natural rights, the free exercise of your natural rights. So Jefferson, continuing, he wrote, and are at the same time themselves better guarded against degeneracy, certain forms of government, that is. Yet experience has shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. And it is believed that the most effectual means of preventing this would be, what, to point to a certain group as the bad guys? No. To illuminate, as far as practicable, the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. That's the solution. That's the answer. Get knowledged up, be aware of the facts which history exhibited.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
NutriMedicals Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Melting snows of Ontario, where the wind will make you shiver. 'Twas the month of May up in Georgian Bay, near the mouth of the Musquash River, where the bears prowl and the coyotes howl, and you can hear the osprey scream. Back in 99, we were cutting pine and sending it down the stream. Young Sandy Gray came to Guhom Bay all the way from PEI, where the weather's rough and it makes it tough, no man's afraid to die. Cindy came a smiling, 30,000 islands was the place to claim his glory. Now Sandy's gone, but his name lives on. This is Sandy's story. Young Sandy Gray lives on a day in the echoes of a mighty owl. Listen close and you'll hear a ghost in this story that I tell, boys. This story that I tell.
Welcome back.
Now Sandy Gray was boss of the men.
Hopefully you can appreciate the brilliance of Jefferson's words here. It should be kind of self-evident that being drawn into these kinds of contrived conflicts, when we say it's the those guys, it's the these guys, it's so infantile at this point. We really seem to be in an idiocracy. Because the talking points have to be so oversimplified, grossly oversimplified, and so linear for people to be able to toss them back and forth. That's what's happened. Maybe you see it too. You see these talking points when you talk about an entire culture, an entire civilization or country, and you reduce it to just these blunt, crude talking points. What's happening in places like Syria? What happened in all kinds of places? Think about your own life. It's not that simple for one person, let alone millions or tens of millions of people or more. These are the kinds of talking points that were fed predominantly through the mainstream media. And that shouldn't continue. As John Taylor Gatto has pointed out, it takes considerable effort once a person has come through the public fool system, as it's been referred to, the propaganda system, so-called education. Takes considerable effort. It's, again, like I said, I think yesterday, it's like being in a coma for years and then coming out of the coma and thinking you're going to run a marathon. It's going to take a lot of effort before you can even walk and function as you did perhaps before the coma. And we have to understand that. Anyway, I'll conclude this thought on Jefferson's brilliance. I really think it is brilliant to see things as he phrased it. It's brilliant. And then we'll move on because we need to. There are other points to address. We'll open up the phone lines in the second hour. Tip a sacred cow or two, perhaps. And so all that's coming up. Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.